Rodney Schmidt is the fire chief at the High Level Fire Department. He joins us on the line today. Chief, thank you very much for joining us. The new Wildland Skit units are now a part of the High Level Fire Department. Please, comments on the fact that you now have these new pieces of equipment.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to be working with a charity called Global Medic and Global Fire. These skid units were actually donated to the High Level Fire Department with support from TELUS. And the purpose of these skid units is actually to improve regional wildland response. The High Level Fire Department already has several brush trucks in its fleet, but these brush units were basically, you know, have the ability to turn any pickup truck into a wildland truck in a hurry if need be. They basically can be picked up by three or four people and put into the back of a truck filled full of water, start the pump, and we're ready to fight fire. The idea behind them is really to support other fire services in the area as the need arises, when they need to add capability based on the hazard. So while we maybe not see the HLFD using them on a regular basis, we would work with our regional partners across the Northwest that if there's a need, we can easily get one down to them or where they need it and quickly convert a vehicle into a brush truck.
These units have already been pressed into duty, if I'm not mistaken here, Chief. One has already gone to the Shawtay area. One went up north to help with the fires in the Northwest Territories. How good was that that they're now part of the fleet, but they're already in service?
Well, it's nice to see them used quickly. The first one that we received was while we were deployed in Hay River, so we had it shipped to Hay River. It was actually put into the fire chief's pickup truck up in Hay River, turned that into a wildland unit, and we were actually using it up there at the fire, and that's the aim behind it. The other unit, we had four of them. The second one was actually sent to Rainbow Lake, and it's currently now an addition into the Rainbow Lake fleet, as they've had no wildland capability there in the past with their fire equipment. So that, you know, just increased that capacity within that fire department. So the two remaining units we have here stored with High Level for the winter, it's our commitment to Global Medic to maintain them, and then we would put them where the need would be in the region, and then get them back at the end of the season, re-maintain them again, and get them ready for the next season. So it's really kind of a partnership between that charity and the HLFD to ensure that we have some capacity in the region for future fire events. But yeah, it was great to see them being used, and that, you know, it should make a big difference in the area.
The other feature, I guess, would be, Chief, that you would be able to use these units in places where you wouldn't necessarily be able to get the fire trucks, mainly because of a weight issue. How handy is that going to be?
Well, definitely a lot better. I mean, you know, standard municipal fire apparatus weigh tens of thousands of pounds, you know, big, large trucks. And sometimes you just can't get those into those tight areas, you know, whether that's down rural roads or, you know, pathways back into, you know, down tree lines and that kind of thing. So it does give, you know, an added flexibility to the fire services using them. And these are inexpensive units. So, you know, they're light, they're pretty easy to manage. They're very simple in operation. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot of training to sort out exactly, you know, how to use the unit and all that kind of thing. So it's something that we could put into play very, very quickly during an event, or as an event, you know, as a wildfire event could be approaching a community, we could put that into place, train them on how to use it quickly, and then things are ready to go.
How did these units get noticed by the fire department?
It's funny, they actually reached out to us. So we have one of our past firefighters that used to be here in High Level years ago, now is a firefighter with Strathcona County, and he works for Global Medic as a volunteer. He's deployed to other events across the world, actually, and he's worked with their agency for quite many years. So when they came up with this idea of providing support to fire departments in Canada, the Alberta area, they looked at us and said, you know, he brought up our department and our history of kind of working with other departments in the region and said, well, maybe High Level can support this. So we actually got a reach out direct from them. It was really an out of the blue phone call that said, hey, would you guys be willing and helping us out with this? So we jumped on it right away, and you know, within 2 weeks, we were able to get everything organized and have some equipment already out to some of the fire departments.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, moving forward here, Chief, how good is it to have these units ready to go?
I think it gives us a little bit extra comfort level to be able to support some of the area departments. We work really well together as fire departments here, and this just increases that capacity. And for those departments that don't have the ability to store them or, have the immediate capacity to maintain them for the winter, all that kind of stuff, is when we're done putting them where they need to go, they come back to us. We can make sure they're ready for the next season. So, you know, I think it's a win-win. It gives us the ability to provide some support to other departments. At the same time, we're just improving relations in the north with our fire department.
Rodney Schmidt is the fire chief of the High Level Fire Department. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Anytime. You betcha. Thank you.